Welcome back to the Frugal subreddit, where users are sharing a super easy batch prep recipe for black bean and lentil chili that comes out to an astonishingly cheap $1.93 per serving. The creator made a massive pot costing about $11.60 total, yielding 9 cups divided into 6 generous portions. The dish skips expensive meat substitutes entirely, relying on the combination of lentils and black beans to create a complete protein. Keeping the canning liquid naturally thickens the stew, while a splash of rice vinegar at the end cuts through the starch so the flavor never falls flat. Community members jumped in with brilliant variations, suggesting the addition of corn for a succotash-style texture, celery for a French mirepoix base, or cheap pork cuts like ham hocks for a traditional black bean flavor profile, with many noting it is phenomenal served over rice. Also in Frugal, users are discussing a near tariff-proof grocery guide recently published by Budget Bites, offering strategies to navigate rising food costs. The top recommendations include kicking the can by swapping expensive steel-tariffed canned beans and tomatoes for dry bagged beans, frozen alternatives, or box cartons. Shoppers are also advised to go domestic by choosing U.S.-grown produce, domestic store-brand pasta, and local cheeses, alongside pivoting proteins and produce. The conversation quickly expanded into the political reality of household expenses, with users pointing out that while shopping sales and cutting back on beef helps, engaging with the political process by joining volunteer organizations like Turnout the Vote or the League of Women Voters is a powerful way to combat grocery price hikes. Canadian contributors chimed in with advice on utilizing farm shares, producer-only farmer markets, and community gardens, while another user shared a genius tip for cooking dry beans in a pressure cooker and freezing them in supercubes to save both space and money. Holiday preparation is already underway in Frugal, where community members are discussing their crafty DIY gifts well ahead of December. One user started making homemade vanilla extract weeks ago, so it will be fully aged by the holidays, while others are working on embroidery projects. The comment section overflowed with creative inspiration, featuring a user who makes jams and syrups from cheap you-pick berries, and another planning to craft pear sauce, applesauce, and apple butter using free apples from a friend's orchard. Other frugal strategies shared include buying clearance items year-round to completely eliminate holiday shopping stress, and transitioning adult family members away from gift-giving in favor of simple consumable items like wine or local beer, or focusing solely on stocking stuffers. Next up in Frugal, a user exploring textured vegetable protein, or TVP, as a budget-friendly ground beef alternative. A 12-ounce bag cost about $5 and yields roughly the equivalent of over 3 pounds of rehydrated meat, offering massive savings compared to local ground beef prices. Commenters shared their favorite ways to incorporate TVP, with one user mixing a cup of Beef Beyond Bloom TVP with a pound of ground beef in cottage pie, while others add a handful directly into taco fillings or pasta sauces to stretch their grocery budget without sacrificing texture or flavor. Wrapping up our time in Frugal, a user shared how they replaced 90% of their specialized cleaning sprays with basic chemical alternatives. Their guide outlines creating a powerful descaler spray using a heaping spoonful of citric acid powder in a spray bottle of water, and a dish soap spray using a small amount of Dawn dish soap mixed with water for countertops and greasy messes. Commenters added advanced cleaning hacks, such as buying pool shock from hardware stores for double-strength liquid bleach at a fraction of the cost, using lye and water safely for heavy-duty oven cleaner, and utilizing citric acid from the canning aisle as a space-saving, odorless replacement for white vinegar in various DIY cleaning formulas. Moving over to the Buy It For Life community, a user dusted off their grandparents' vintage General Electric waffle baker from the 1960s. Which had spent decades sitting in its original box in a pantry and storage before finally finding a permanent home on their kitchen counter. The post sparked nostalgia among Redditors who grew up using the exact same model, with many praising the unbeatable thickness, consistent texture, and superior even heating compared to modern waffle makers. In other vintage finds on Buy It For Life, a user shared a cooler purchased by their parents before they were born, sparking a humorous debate on cooling technology. While many agreed that these older models are notoriously terrible at keeping ice compared to modern zip-top coolers, resourceful users shared clever workarounds, such as lining the bottom with ice packs and food, placing a folded towel across the middle to act as an effective thermal seal, and storing items that do not require refrigeration right on top of the towel. An impressive antique Emerson cast iron fan is turning heads in Buy It For Life, featuring bronze motor bearings with felt wicks requiring manual oiling, brass gears for the oscillating mechanism, and a heavy cast iron construction. The owner restored the piece by applying heat shrink tubing to rotted cloth wire insulation and soldering a switch lever contact, leaving them with a sturdy appliance that emits a nostalgic 60 Hz hum. Commenters immediately joked about the absolute incompatibility of a heavy, metal-bladed antique fan with modern toddlers, while marveling at how wonderfully overbuilt household goods used to be. Gardeners in Buy It For Life are debating the ultimate hose setup, specifically comparing the two-wheel versus four-wheel Ely hose reel models for 100 to 125-foot hoses. Community consensus strongly favors the two-wheel version, with users describing it as an absolute beast that remains exceptionally easy to maneuver over weird terrain and slopes, even for children. While the four-wheel version offers extra stability, many felt it is unnecessary overkill unless the user has specific physical limitations, though several professional contractors chimed in with tales of using two-wheel models heavily for years with only minor gooseneck replacements needed. Finally, in Buy It For Life, a user asked the community for fitness equipment recommendations that have survived over 10 years of heavy use. The absolute undisputed champion of the thread was the Concept 2 rowing machine, with multiple users reporting decades of ownership, citing its tank-like build quality, easy maintainability, and status as the gold standard for indoor rowing. Other top recommendations included traditional cast iron weight plates, which users noted will easily last until the heat death of the universe, entirely bypassing the fragility of modern plastic or rubberized fitness weights. That concludes your Reddit catch-all briefing for today. Thank you for listening.